Hello everyone, this is Moussef Afper and thank you so much for being here today on Your Divine Uniqueness. And it's really fascinating what we can learn and experience in these calls in Your Divine Uniqueness with those really, really amazing speakers and teachers who are first like role models for us in having trust in the universe, this unconditional trust in the universe, and following their divine calling, allowing their divine calling to lead their way, which allowed them to connect with their divine uniqueness and share their gifts with the world. And one of those really amazing teachers is Dr. Jean Logan, and it's always a blessing to have her here with us on the show, to have her share her message and her gifts of the sacred symbols with us, and also have her answer your questions for those who will be asking questions later on the call, and also for those who wish to work with her one-on-one and also on their sacred glyphs, which we'll be talking about that later on the package. So I'm really excited to have her back on the show today, and we will be talking about healing from the light of God with sacred symbols, which are the glyphs. And the glyphs are a form of a light language. It's a healing light from source, God, all there is, that Dr. Jean channeled. And I just want to share a little bit about her for those of you who are not yet familiar with her. So she's the founder of the glyphs, the creator of the glyphs, and she's an ordained minister. She has a doctorate in nutritional healing and has extensive knowledge of many types of energy healing. Dr. Jean is the author of Unlocking the Power of Glyphs, Sacred Symbols of Light, Symbol of the Dawn, and recently released Sacred Symbols Healing Cards, now available in over 70 countries. And all the profits from the sale of the books and cards are used to assist homeless children through the nonprofit Holy Ground Farm, which is presently helping support two orphanages in Nepal and funding teachers in remote villages. And so with that, Dr. Jean, I want to welcome you to the show. Thank you. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you, Moussef. It's always delightful to be on your show. I appreciate this opportunity.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Dr. Jean. It's our pleasure too, and really our honor to be able to connect with you here. So thank you. Thank you for joining us again. And in the beginning, to start our discussion, I would love, like, for those, because there are some of our audience who maybe are not familiar with the glyphs, so to understand what are the glyphs, what are those sacred symbols, and really their power, because they really have like a real power of healing, whether emotional, physical, in all the different areas of our life. So if you can maybe just a little bit briefly, like, to tell us what are the glyphs.
Right. Some people, one time I was talking for 20 minutes and somebody says, "What are glyphs?" So I think it's best to say right away, and that the word is glyph, G-L-Y-P-H. And when you think about the hieroglyphics, like on tombs in Egypt, or are the drawings on the walls in South America, and in the caverns of South America and South United States, a glyph is a drawing. It's a simple drawing that has meaning. And in this particular case, we're talking about drawings on a piece of paper. And if somebody told me 20 years ago that I would be doing this, I would have told them that they were crazy, because I was probably the most unlikely person to be introducing something to reach out and help other people. From the time I was a child, I was just very frightened and very shy, and I'm very introverted. And I had no desire. When I was in high school, when I had to give a talk 3 months later, I would worry about that for 3 months. I was so frightened. And so I gradually kind of worked my way out of having to go to work, being an introvert and being a little neurotic. I married another neurotic and married an alcoholic and it just seemed it was one thing after another, because fear literally controlled my life. I was always in fear. You name it, I was afraid of it. I was afraid of speaking out about anything. And so as time went on, I was always seeking. I was always felt like there must be a reason why I am here. And so I was always seeking. And I just would just say sometimes, God, I know I have a purpose here. I just don't know what it is. And so then I think I've always been fascinated. I must have been fascinated before by glyphs, even long before. I have old sweaters. I don't throw things away. That have glyphs on them. And so there must have been this attraction here. And what I understand is this is why I came to the earth, is to bring this in. But I had to overcome all of this myself. I was so frightened of everything. But as a seeker, I tried meditating. And so one time when I was meditating, I saw this like a writing on a blackboard, and I felt like it was telling me to try guided writing. And so I went out on the deck with a pad of paper, and I started taking whatever came into my mind, and after a little while, I was started getting some stuff that made sense, where I was getting messages from my guides. And then I practiced that, and that's an important thing. Anytime you want to do something like this, that anybody can do this. Anybody can try guided writing. But you have to practice it. And every day I would practice. I would get readings from my guides. I would get readings. I'd help other people get readings from their guides. And then one day I thought, I wonder if God would talk to me. And so I heard very clearly, well, yes, I'll talk to you. And so I grabbed my notepad and I got a very simple reading, very short and profound, that you and I are one with all things. And I was told I had to, if you are to learn, you must speak out. And I got that repeated, you must speak out. And this was my one big fear. And so then as time went by, I received an email that someone sent me, and it had a glyph on it. It was a picture of looked like a centipede, and it had a little wavy line around it, and it said that this glyph would remove fear that we've been holding on to since the days of Atlantis and Babylon. And I thought, there was that magic word, fear. I printed out the page and I cut the glyph, which turned out to be about an oval, about inch and a half, 2 inches high, and it said, use with integrity. And I wasn't sure how, but I must have been guided, and I put it on my solar plexus. And anybody who doesn't know where the solar plexus is, it's right where your rib cage comes, like to an upside down V. And no sooner did I do that when I felt this tremendous activity going on over under in my liver, under the rib cage on the right side. It was like something jumping around in there. And after a while, it subsided, and I thought, well, and I asked my guides, I said, whoever could create a drawing and give it that much power, yeah, I could do that. I mean, God has given us all the power. And so they told me how to do this. They just said, simply, you decide what you want it to do and write that down, draw a little picture, and then empower it with a little ceremony. And I thought, okay, ceremony, a candle prayer, I can do that. So I tried a little couple things with no success at all. Then a friend called me, and she had dropped a glass bowl, broken a glass bowl, and it piece went in her foot, and that was 2 weeks earlier, and now it was badly infected. And she said, what can I do? Because she knew I had a background in herbology and different things. And I asked her if she'd be willing to do a little experiment here, that I wanted to create a glyph to kill the bacteria. And she was willing, so I did. I drew two glyphs. And I created one to kill the bacteria and another to speed the healing. And so I emailed them to her. And the next morning, she said, wow, she said, this is working. The redness is gone, the pain is gone, the swelling is gone, and it was on its way to healing. And so I thought, okay, all right, now I'm on to something. And I realized one of the things I needed to write was a glyph to remove fear. So that was the very first glyph that I wrote after that, one that would remove fear, which was a big thing with me. And when I created that and put it against my solar plexus, I could feel stuff coming out of me. And so I was felt like, well, I'm really on to something. So I just kept creating glyphs to remove all. I started concentrated with the emotional things, the sadness, the anger, the resentment, the heartache. And so I just kept doing it, and I never, never intended to write a book. I never intended to do anything with these. I was only trying to help myself. And I just, whatever idea I had that I needed, like detoxification, I did it for me. And another one for insect bites, I did that for me because I'm prone to get mosquito bites and other insects. And so I just kept on doing this, and occasionally I would loan one out to a friend, and they said, oh, yeah, I could feel it doing something. And, of course, so then at the time I was very blessed that I had my husband was into computers, and he encouraged me to get them organized and started putting them into the computer, and that literally – it's sometimes in life we get what we need without realizing it. And I was given someone in my life who could help me with this, and that became the beginnings of the first book I put together, although I didn't know it at the time, and I had no desire to write a book.
Mm-hmm.
But as time went by, I get people telling me, and my guides were telling me, you need to put these in a book so that other people can heal from them. At first, I didn't care whether other people healed. But as time went by and all of this fear slowly came out, now it didn't happen overnight. I kept using it because we have layers. Every one of us is carrying a lot of emotional baggage. We're carrying a lot of sadness, heartache, not just from this life, but most of us have hundreds of past lives. And who knows what we brought in with us when we came. Some people say, oh, you don't bring anything from a past life. I don't know if that's true. There's many people who have experiences that show them that it's something coming from a past life.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kept on, and I was feeling better all the time and a little bit more brave. I had a little more courage, and then my guides kept kicking me and nudging me to go to an organization called Toastmasters. And many of you probably heard that, and I strongly encourage that. It's a public speaking organization, but it also teaches you self-confidence, which so many of us need. So many people are lacking in self-confidence, and everybody out there has a message to tell. And we all need to let go of the fear and gain our self-confidence. So it took me probably 3 years to get the book out. And no sooner did I get it out, I put an ad on Facebook. And all of a sudden, I had people in Ireland, in Egypt, in Turkey, and buying the book and writing and say, oh, wow, this is really great, you know, that they would tell me how much help it was for them. And so that really gave me a lot of encouragement that other people were finding this help. And so that was the beginning of how I started. And I never intended to write the first book. And I never intended to write the second book or even the third book. But
yeah.
After I got the book out there, the glyphs kept coming. I thought, well, these are for a lot of emotional healing and detoxification. Mm-hmm. And the detoxification was such a, I mean, I could take the strip, the pages of the book,
mm-hmm.
each glyph, and the first book has 30 glyphs in it, each glyph has a header page with a large picture and then a little statement saying what it is, and it also has an affirmation or a prayer to say with it. Then it has what's called a patch page. That's a page of 16 of the same glyphs.
Mm-hmm.
And like for detoxification, I would take 4 of those glyphs and could cut them out all in a row and also put a glyph under to remove parasites from the body. And I could tape that underneath my rib cage on my right side, and I could feel stuff coming out of me. And I had other people experience the same thing where they could feel it drawing out so much so that they couldn't wear it at night because it was keeping them awake.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was the first book. Yeah. That was the first book. Then there was a lot of people or things I had issues with. I had like a heart problem. I had a serious heart problem. I would get chest pains that were really frightening. And I created a glyph to heal my own heart. And that was all at the time. And from the time I used that glyph, I never had another problem. And I was told I had mitral valve prolapse. When I had tests later on, that was gone. The mitral valve prolapse was gone. And I have probably had about a dozen people who have used that heart glyph. One woman, she would have this palpitations where her heart was beating so fast, it was really frightening. And she would put that glyph on, and within minutes, it started slowing down. And one, I just received a testimonial the other day where a woman had a very similar situation to mine where she said she would get chest pains when she was running to the metro. And when she started using that glyph, and she puts it, she wraps it in a piece of paper and tucks it behind her bra and back. And the chest pains stopped, and she said when she had some tests run later on, they were saying that what good condition her heart was in. And so that she was feeling very glad, very happy about that. So I did one for the lungs, and I did one for all the organs, for the glands. I just kept on, and my ex-husband had glaucoma and cataracts. I did one to heal the eyes, and I included macular degeneration, although I didn't know anybody at the time with that, but it is a very common problem with people when they get older.
Yeah, absolutely.
And even though now my husband and I divorced later on, although we did great working together, other things, we don't always have all the same things in common. But he just wrote me about a few months ago, and he said that his eye pressure is normal for all this time. That was 10 years ago that we healed his eyes of cataracts and glaucoma. And his eye pressure is still normal, and he does not take any medication. I've had several people who have resolved their glaucoma with that glyph.
Yeah, that's really amazing.
Yeah. It is. It's amazing. And it amazes me. You know, I cannot believe I'm doing this. I feel like I'm living in somebody else's body here. I'm not really sure, is this really me? I mean, that frightened little girl, and now I am speaking to people at conventions and churches, and I still wonder sometimes. I feel like I this can't be me. I mean, but I realize now this is why I came here, and I continue. I get my guidance from Source. Now, if people want to talk to Archangel Michael or Raphael or whoever, that's fine, and I think that's wonderful. But I go right to Source, And yes. I will get guidance on what to program the glyphs for. And they will tell me what to put on. There's like each glyph has a programming statement, and we'll explain a little bit about that later on. But there's a statement that I tell the glyph what it's supposed to do. And then when we have an empowerment ceremony, I invite in all the powers of heaven to assist me in sending energy to that glyph, which gives them great power. And now, the first book, I think I wrote in 2008, but since that time, just within the last few months, I've been working together with Source or the Creator, and he has been upgrading them. He has been adding phrases in that, like, before I would say, going back to the original blueprint, when I'd say that in the programming statement, now they will say, going to prepare us for the going into the fifth dimension. So the glyphs are now preparing us to go into the fifth dimension.
Okay.
And I was just told a few weeks ago, I'm often asked exactly how they work and what they do, and there are times I'm not really even sure myself. And as I was told, as the glyphs are used on the body, it increases the light quotient, energizes the mitochondria, the stem cells, and lengthens the telomeres. And the language is brought in is a language that organizes the atmospheric particles to facilitate an expansion of the prismatic fields in the way we use light. And so that's it kind of in a nutshell, a simplification. But we literally are reversing our aging as we're using the glyphs. However, I want to point out, if the glyphs are telling you you're getting younger, and you're saying, I'm getting older. If your mind is telling you you're getting older, now who's going to win? Your mind.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to believe in what you're doing. If you want to regenerate your body, you have to believe that's possible. Aging is a lie we bought into. We have been programmed to get sick, to get old, and to die.
Yeah.
We don't have to buy into that program. We literally, the cells of our body have been programmed. We're being controlled by the matrix.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why we need to change what we believe. So we need to believe in our power. Every one of us has the power of God. Every one of us. And it makes no sense that we should even get sick. I do not get sick at all. I mean, I have not had a cold and a flu. If you believe you can catch something, you can catch a cold or catch the flu, then you are turning yourself into a walking culture medium. We are programmed to get sick. How often do we see somebody blowing their nose in a tissue or saying, get your flu shot? I don't know, Monsef, do they have flu shots over there too in your country?
What are the flu shots?
Shots to keep people from getting the flu or the get sick. No, maybe you don't have that over there. Well, we sure have it here, and they'd have it a lot, probably in Australia and other countries too, where they want you to have a shot to keep you from getting sick. Although the only time I got sick was when I used to work for the Army, and then I'd have to get a shot, and then I would get sick. But I don't get colds or flu. You have to believe in your power. It makes no sense if you have the power of God that you should be sick with anything.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's our belief. It really has the power of shaping our reality and also what we experience.
Right.
What you said, it's really, really important for us to be aware of that.
Yes.
Because we don't have to believe about what we were used to, like from our surroundings, from our communities and societies. Sometimes we need to question our beliefs And yeah, it's and we can be amazed by what we can experience and what we can discover.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the thing is, we've been programmed to turn ourselves over to the medical establishment. I mean, from years ago, from the time they'd say, you get sick, oh, go to the doctor, you know. Oh, mm-hmm. did you go to the doctor? What did the doctor say? What did he tell you to do? And the thing is, it disempowers us. It's taking away our power. Nobody knows our body like we do, only we've shut that off. We've turned it over to someone else. So we need to take back our power in a lot of different ways. We need to eat clean, wholesome food because there's so much stuff in our food. In this country anyway, we have so many chemicals and additives in our food. And so many people get cancer in this country, in the United States. And if we take care of our body, there's no reason any of us should get sick. But we need to take control of our lives. So anyway, this I was talking about the glyphs. In the second book, I did all the ones for the different physical issues. And in the third book, everything just, I just kept getting more. There was an old Edgar Cayce remedy that my sister healed her husband of Alzheimer's with it, and so I made a glyph to emulate the performance of the Edgar Cayce remedy. Mm-hmm. And I had a glyph there to purify our water, and I just kept getting more and more. It just didn't stop. It was just like a flowing thing. I would get an idea where I was given an idea, and I would actually be given the picture what to draw, like I was not going to make one for diabetes because I felt like mm-hmm. that was kind of self-induced. But I was told, no, you must make a glyph for diabetes. And I was given an image of a seven-pointed star, only it wasn't a typical arrangement of the seven-pointed star. And I was told that there are people who are get diabetes because of their ancestry or that they're programmed to get diabetes, and this removes what's called the diabetic markers. And so this will remove the diabetic markers. Then I had a doctor in Vermont call me, and he said, can you add a statement to the glyph for the heart? And I said, he said he wanted a statement that would correct the timing of the heart. And I said, will you tell me what you wanted to say, and I will add it. So he told me, and I added it to the glyph. And when I do that, I am continually upgrading the glyphs. And when I do that, every book out there is being upgraded at the same time. All the glyphs are automatically changed at the same time. And so within a few weeks after that, a woman contacted me. She was taking care of her 89-year-old father, and he was told he needed a pacemaker. And I thought, that's insane. At 89 years old, I can't imagine he'd even survive the operation. But yeah. She put the glyph for the heart and the one for the lungs on his heart chakra. She said 2 weeks later, he had an examination, and he no longer needed a pacemaker. Oh. Now, before that time, I tried to kind of discourage people from using it on their elderly parents and grandparents. Mm-hmm. But I kind of backed off from that because several people have written and how it has given their parent or grandparent a little bit more comfort in different ways, has improved their vision, or different things that has enabled them to walk better. And that's important with older people. If it can make them more comfortable, the way I feel, when people buy the glyphs, they're yours. Do whatever you want. If you want to put them on your dog or your horse or and people even use them on things that I can't. People, one woman said she put them on the back of her kitchen chairs. And she said the whole atmosphere in the house changed. She said it improved. Wow. And I thought, whatever works.
Yeah, that's really, really, really amazing. And really, like your experience, like it's so amazing what we can experience when we follow our calling, our divine calling. And it's
right.
first but where you had this fear to speak out, and this is something that so many people are afraid of. We are afraid of how we will be received. So sometimes we keep hiding. But using the glyphs, you could overcome this fear and speak your truth. And it was unfolding like in a really wonderful way. And now it's, as you said, you are too amazed at what you see and what the experience that people are having using the glyphs. Because it's really when we follow our heart calling, we will really be amazed at what we will be able to do. So.
Yeah, that's true. We all have a call. We all came here to this earth for a reason. And I'm sad to say there are people who live and die and never reach that point. They never understood. And one of the things that has stopped them is fear. That's one thing that has stopped them. I tell people when I talk, if you're afraid to come up here and give a talk, then you need to address that fear. You need to conquer your fears. And I can't say that I've conquered all of mine. I'm still not fond of flying in an airplane. I'm not afraid of it, but I really don't care for it. I just think the idea of going through the air in a tin can is not my idea of fun.
Yes.
And as I help these children in Nepal, I keep getting, when are you coming over here? When are you coming to Nepal? I sent my son over to check out the orphanages before we went to help them.
Yeah.
But I just still have not, the idea of traveling in a plane for 24 hours just does not appeal to me. I talk to them on the phone, and that's, as far as it gets. But I don't know that I'm afraid of it, but a lot of people, and that's one of the glyphs I am going to work on I'm working on the fourth book, and one of them I'm going to work on is phobias, because there are people who get hysterical at the sight of a spider or a snake.
Mm-hmm.
And one woman next door, she's afraid of butterflies.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, okay. But this has helped so many people. There are so many people. That one woman who had a horse with a problem, and she put some glyphs on the horse, and it was helping. And her dog was bitten by another dog, and she put the glyphs. There's a glyph that will heal things rapidly, and she sent me pictures of the dog after it was healed and how well it was doing. And what I do, when there's an injury, I put two glyphs on, one to kill the bacteria and another one to speed the healing. And that's very effective. You don't have to put any powerful antibiotic creams on there that could burn the skin or something.
Yes.
Now, then there was another woman who had some problem with her lungs. She had emphysema, and she was helped a lot by the glyphs.
Mm-hmm.
She felt she could breathe better even after just a short time. One woman I just heard from a few days ago, she said, she wrote a review on it, and she said that she put it on, and she said pain that was in her legs was reduced so much from the very first time she used it. So it's a lot of different things. Now, the thing is, one of them, I want to point out, if a person has a serious illness, let's say like Parkinson's or Alzheimer's or something that's more complicated, it may take a series of glyphs. Let's say, just for example, dementia. I healed my dog of dementia. He started defecating in the house, and he was like a zombie where he didn't seem to know where he was. And so I used a surrogate. I used a teddy bear, and that's one thing you can do if you're working on somebody else. you can use a surrogate. I put on the top of the crown chakra, and in the book I show where the chakras are for the dogs, or for the animals as well as the people. I put on the crown chakra a glyph to heal the damaged brain, and I also put a glyph for detoxification because it seemed to me with dogs or cats, aluminum could be a suspect as well, like with humans with Alzheimer's. Then I put one for neurological healing, and if it were a human, I would also put a glyph for circulation on the back of their neck, because one of the reasons for dementia in elderly people is the lack of oxygen getting to the brain. And so when you put the glyph on, the glyph for the circulation and the heart will literally clean plaque out of the arteries and from the heart. It takes time. It depends upon how much and how bad it is. But it really worked for me. When I put that glyph on the back of my neck, I could feel it working on the arteries alongside my neck.
Oh, beautiful.
It amazes me when I feel it working. And then I've been using it for years. And then I had this idea. I take a block of like 8 of them, and I laid it by the side of my bed. And when you first wake up in the morning, that's when your body is most, it's quiet and relaxed, and the glyphs are so effective then. So I put the glyphs between my hands and just laid there on my side, and I could feel stuff coming out of my legs, and this is years later after I've been using these. And then the next night I felt things coming out of my abdomen, and I had had an irritable bowel problem for years.
Okay.
And here it's fear that I was holding in a very deep level, because it was taking some time before it could reach that. It's like this big red onion, and you can remove the layers on the surface, but you can't just dive in and get it all. You just keep removing some, and then if it's past lives, it's going to take time to remove all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's a process. So it depends. Like each case, like each person will have their own experience.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So really, thank you. Thank you so much. It's really fascinating.
Right.
What the glyphs
yeah.
can do, and listen to all those experiences is really amazing. And I would also love to have maybe a little experience today on the call, if you can guide us on a process before starting taking some questions from the audience.
Sure. Yeah, we could do that. That would be fine. What I'm going to do, and before I do that, I just wanted to tell people one of the ways to use them is you can also put them under your feet. I just wanted to point that out so in case I forgot. So what we're going to do now, I've taken 4 glyphs for emotional healing. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to send that energy out. And I'll tell you right away what glyphs they are. I'll tell you up front. They're the one for fear, the one for sadness, the one for guilt, and the one for anger. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to project that energy out. And what I'd like everybody to do is find yourself a quiet place, if you could sit quietly and just relax and close your eyes and just be at peace. And let's take a couple deep breaths. Inhale very deeply and then let it out. And let's do another one. And then exhale. And as I project the energy from this glyph, I'm going to be projecting, this one is for fear, and this one is going to be projected at your solar plexus. as I send this energy out, it will be entering and it's going in there right now. Feel that you could be feeling energy. If you don't feel it, that's okay. Going in the solar plexus, seeking out and finding and removing fear in your arms, in your back. In your legs, in your neck, it's drawing that out, and in its place is coming the light of God. Wherever the fear comes out, it is replaced by the light of God. It's going to your meridians, your circulatory system, and just a big deep breath and exhale that. And now we're going to do one for sadness. So many of us have a deep sadness that makes us almost want to cry for no reason. I'm going to be sending this energy from the glyph of sadness out. And this one's going into your heart chakra. And it's seeking out the sadness you're holding. And I see it also needs to go to the solar plexus and even the navel. Many of us are holding sadness in our abdomen. And it's going in and drawing out the sadness. In the stomach, in the back, the arms, and even the feet. And in is coming the light of God. Picture that light, bright light of God is coming in and filling your body. We're doing this with ease and grace. And then deep inhale and just exhale. Now we're going to do the one for guilt. There's no reason we need to feel guilty about anything, and we're going to let go of any guilt we're holding. Sending this energy in to the solar plexus. It's going in up throughout the body, through the arms, and into the heart. The guilt we're sharing or we're holding in our heart, we're releasing that. And in our abdomen, in our legs, and in the place of that guilt is coming the light of God, the bright light, filling your body, letting go of any guilt. And then let's do another deep breath. And exhale that. Now we're going to do one to let go of any anger and resentment, or frustration, projecting that energy, that glyph, in through the solar plexus. seeking out any anger and resentment in the heart, in the lungs, in the organs, the kidneys, in the liver. That's where we hold a lot of that anger sometimes. It's going throughout our legs and arms. And in its place is coming the light of God. As the anger goes out, the light comes in. A bright healing light. A light that heals us of all of the things that anger and sadness and all that, what it does to us, this light is healing. Take another deep breath and let that out. And know in your heart there is nothing to fear. There's nothing to be sad about. No reason for guilt. There is no reason for guilt. There is no wrong. Everything in life is an experience. And the anger is an experience. And we're letting all that go. And as divine beings, we are here to walk in the light. To sing and dance in the light. We are magnificent beings of light. And so it is.
And
okay.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Dr. Jean. That was amazing. For me, my experience, I don't know if it's normal, but especially after the first two glyphs, I felt like kind of excitement about what I can create and what I want to create. I don't know, because the first one, it was about fear, like releasing fear. So maybe fearing what I want to create, like when releasing that, it brings the excitement about what I can do, I think.
Yes, that's exactly right. It just it opens us up to what we can do or be.
Yeah, beautiful.
Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you so much, Dr. Jean. Really wonderful experience. And also, we would love to hear from you, our audience. So please share with us, what did you experience? Whether if you are on the webcast page, you can just type in your experience, and also you can type in your questions that we will be taking in a little while. And also for those of you on the phone, if you want to share your experience or ask your question, just hit star 2 on your phone. Beautiful. So Dr. Jean, can we start inviting our callers and listeners?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite understand that.
Do
we have any callers?
Yes, and also questions on the webcast.
Okay, good. I'm ready.
Okay, great.
I'm excited too.
Wonderful. We have a caller from Hartford, phone number ending with 9240. Hello?
Yes, hi, my name is Elizabeth.
Welcome,
and,
Elizabeth.
Hi, this is so wonderful. Dr. Jean, I have already, for now a number of weeks, I have the three books. And I bought the printed books, and I've been making copies of the glyphs. And there's not one area, physical stuff, relationships, and especially financial. And so I'm kind of all over the place with the glyphs. And I know emotional, this block, because right now, for years, I haven't even had my own place. I've always had to rely on somebody else, and I think that's also contributing to my physical conditions which come and go. So when you just projected the glyphs, and I've been working with a lot of the emotional glyphs as well, there just feels like a battery that wants to kick over. And I wondered if you could maybe tune in or give me some direction of what I might work with consistently, because I'll just get so discouraged because this has gone on for years, and I'll get to that point where, okay, I'll try this or this will happen, and then it's like the rug gets pulled out from under me. So anything you can pick up on that or offer would be great. And I totally feel the truth of what you're saying. That's why when I bought them, I just said, I know this is going to help, especially believing in my power. So I'm open.
Okay, I see you like a mummy, all wrapped up with all these emotions tying you down. Okay. And fear is a big one with you. And sadness is a big one. And what I can recommend is that you keep using those glyphs. You might try them under the feet if you can handle it at night, and that might make things move a little bit faster, although it takes time and it takes some patience. But as you keep using it, and you don't just use it once.
What
was
the first one?
Fear.
What did you say? Fear. Okay.
Fear
and sadness.
Fear and sadness and heartache.
I've been using that one lately.
Right, okay. And I would keep on using those. And believe in your power. Always, when you get up in the morning, have yourself some affirmations before you go to bed and when you wake up in the morning. Not just redundant statements, but things that you can hold in and feel that power. Just keep working on that. And remember, you are in a movie, and you're writing the script, okay? So as long as you see yourself, like when you say, the rug keeps getting pulled out from under you, then that's what you're projecting, you see? When you think that, and you say that, you are creating that. Okay? So instead, when in the morning, today is going to be the best day of my life. And feel it inside. Believe it inside. Know it inside. Okay? Only good things are going to happen to me. This is the first. Today is the first day of the rest of my life, and only good things are going to happen. Okay.
Mhm. Thank you.
Now, I don't see you with any serious medical problems that cannot. Diet and exercise are critical for you. You need to eat a wholesome diet. You need to watch your weight. You need to try to eat organic food and try to get some exercise. That's important. Your energy has got to get moving and keep moving. Okay?
Very good. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Yeah, that was really amazing. The glyphs can really be very helpful when, like as you said, when we know the root cause of the issues that we have, and also because you have nutritional background, so you can know what they know if there is some physical what they need if there's some physical issues.
Right. I can literally tell by a person's voice if they have a weight problem and but if they need nutrition. That's probably a big problem with everybody out there. They need to eat right and they need to get exercise.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Jean. Mm-hmm. And thank you, Elizabeth, for calling in. We have our second caller from San Francisco. Phone number ending with 2905. Hello?
Hello. Hi.
Hello. Hi. What is your name?
My name is Terry, Terry Stroll.
Welcome, Terry.
Thank you. Very excited to be here. Hello, Dr. Jean.
Hello, Terry.
I think you're fabulous. I'm very excited about the work that you're doing, and I just think it's very exciting. And the reason that I'm calling in today is because I believe all of this, these things that you're saying, and I've been meditating for years, and health has always been the first on my list. And I started a new career a couple years ago, and the stress is just, I guess the stress is creating ulcers, and I have candida really badly, and I just didn't know if you could see anything on that. I'm supposed to go have a colonoscopy in a month and an endoscopy, and I just don't want to get them all in there. All the doctors, I don't know, but I believe in what you're doing, and I know I can cure myself.
Yes, I totally agree. I totally agree. I would research some. Have you heard of Dr. McCullough?
No.
He's got a okay. Dr. McCullough has got a web. Has got a on the internet. McCollA, and I would read up what he talks about colonoscopy. Okay, I would read on
okay.
those things. And diet and exercise, again, is so critical, and weight management. And remember your power, okay? We've been almost conditioned to take our health issues and turn them over to someone else, okay?
Right.
No one knows
mm-hmm.
the body like we do. And I'm not telling you to do anything or not, or to not go to the doctor or not, but get in touch with your body. Learn to talk to your body. And if sometimes if you lay there and you can talk to a certain part, you can actually feel it. And I think you're one
okay.
who can do that. I think you can do that. And teach yourself to believe in your power.
Okay.
Talk to your body and listen to it. Listen to it. Okay? And if you go to a doctor, if you don't like what he says, then don't worry about it. Don't,
right.
don't believe what you want to do, okay? Don't let anybody
right.
tell you what you don't feel right about, okay? Go
okay.
ahead.
I appreciate just any time at all. What
now,
I
there
mean,
is a
feeling.
There's a glyph for candida. I would just want to point that out in the second
okay.
book, and it is powerful.
I had time to talk about it.
I had systemic candida, really bad, and it even was up in the brain. And when I took that page, I took the whole page, laid it by my side of the bed, and when I woke up in the morning, put it between my hands, and I felt that energy go up my arms, right up into my brain. And when it was doing something, it gave me a headache, but as soon as I let go of the paper, it went away. I did that for a couple days, and that didn't happen anymore. And I had a friend do kinesiology on me, and I said, how was my candida? And she said, I don't see that you have any.
Wow.
And that is amazing because candida is a tough one. It's a tough one.
It's right. I used to have it a while ago, and then I got rid of it, and I didn't realize I got it again through all this stress. And so I gained 10 pounds, which I haven't gained in, I don't know, 20 years, 30 years. And
uh-huh.
now all of a sudden it's just, I feel like I just need to actually not work for a week and just concentrate on my body. And I do a fast cleanse that really brings me in touch with everything and
uh-huh.
pray and take baths and all that kind of stuff and meditate. And I'm feeling that's what I should be doing right now.
And get out in nature. Get out and walk in the woods. Get out and hug a tree.
I will. Okay. I already did this morning, and I know.
Maybe that's where I'm getting it from. I can tell you've been hugging trees.
I can't get enough, you know, but thank you very much, Dr. Jean.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Terry. Beautiful. Yeah, I really loved her energy. Andrea, thank you for the guidance that you gave her and also you gave to Elizabeth. It's really fascinating. It always fascinates me what the glyphs can do for us.
Right, and I don't like to tell anybody not to get any medical treatment. I get that's not my place, but I just like people to investigate all the possibilities.
Yeah, absolutely. Beautiful. So I would love now if we talk about the packages, and then we'll take a couple more questions from the webcast. So you are offering three packages, and yeah, so first I want to share the link. It's yourdivineuniqueness.com/gene and number 10, yourdivineuniqueness.com/gene10, G-E-A-N and number 10. Or you can click on the special offer button on the webcast or the replay page. So, Dr. Jean, you are offering three packages, one with the three books, plus the sacred glyph of Mu, right?
Right.
They have the complete.
I was told that a powerful, what the words that was given was toxic virus had been created, and I was given that changed that Mu glyph to include this toxic virus. However, I've heard recently it's been developed, but I don't think it's going to come into, it's going to happen. It's not going to come out. That is the last word I heard. But nevertheless, that one glyph can handle a lot of, also for AIDS or Lyme's disease, which I hear a lot of people have an issue with. And then I have a copy of the, complimentary copy of a book by James Churchwood about called The Sacred Symbols of Mu. And I wanted to tell how I came about that. I have a chapel constructed on my land where I empower the glyphs. It's on a very powerful vortex. And I wanted to have a stained glass window, and I thought I wanted a sign, a symbol of some kind. And so I went up in my where my books are, the bookshelves, and I saw a book lying on the floor. And I picked it up, and I put it back on the shelf. And I turned around to walk away, and went, boom, it went on the floor again. And I thought, oh, I'm getting a message. Oh, this is exciting, I'm getting a message. And I picked up the book and looked, and it was The Sacred Symbols of Mu. And I opened the book, and there was this picture that eventually became the stained glass window I had in the chapel. It's a sacred symbol of Mu, and that is what the glyph is as well. But that's the first package, is the books and the sacred symbol glyph, and also the book of sacred symbols of Mu. And Mu is Lemuria, for anybody who doesn't realize that. Then we have package number two, and that is all of the above, the books, and then I took the programming statements. When I first got the first book out, someone contacted me that I met on LinkedIn, and she said, "Can I workshop your books?" And I thought, your book. And I thought, well, I guess so. I mean, I never thought about it. But so I agreed for her to workshop the books. And anybody's open to that idea. It's a win-win-win because it helps people in a lot of ways. But I made copies of the programming statements to help her in teaching the class. Then later, when she went on to teach the books in the glyphs in the second book, I sent her the programming statements for that. And so that's where that originated from. I think I've got it up to about 70 of the statements. And they are literally programming statements. They do not have a glyph with them because they are the statements for the glyphs that are in the book. And I have included those for people who want to know a little bit more, who have maybe clients or are wanting to teach something or teach how to use the glyphs. And so I've added that in for package two, and I think we have that at 147. Is that correct?
Let's see. Yes, 147.
Yeah. Okay. And then I thought I would add a consultation. I have consultations that I do for people. I charge $150 an hour. And so I added for package three a consultation with all of the other, the books and the programming statement. And that's $197. So that's a good deal. Whatever works for people. If they think a consultation will help them, because I have a lot of different areas of expertise that I could be helpful.
Yeah, as you did with Elizabeth earlier, like you can really help them to know like what is the root cause, and then they will be able to know how they can use the glyphs in the way that they need. So yeah, that will be very, very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and also so to mention that for the three books, so they will have like affirmations or maybe prayers that will maybe like enhance the energy of the glyph, right?
Right. And the ebooks have an advantage because you can print right from them. So that you got it on your machine, and then you just pick out the page you want. And I encourage anybody who gets the books, print out right away the table of contents of all three books. Get yourself a nice binder and put them in that binder, and then get comfortable with that table of contents so you understand what's all in there, because altogether there's 98 glyphs. And you want to take your time and understand just what, and start with book number one. I tell people, start with book number one, which is unlocking the power glyphs. Use the emotional healing glyphs first, and the ones to balance the chakras. The ones in that book start with first, unless you have a critical thing that you're working with. And that will help get you started.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful. And also thank you for offering like the second one, the instructions for those who want to help others, because really that will really spread your message and spread the your gifts of the glyphs so wide, and also allow people. I know many of our listeners like really have their message and help their clients, so this can be really a great tool that they can use to help others as well. So thank you so much for offering that, and yeah, for all the three packages. Really, really, that's really a great opportunity for those who want to experience, like discover these really great tools and also have the results in their life and experience that. So thank you so much, Dr. Jean.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. And yeah, so everyone, again, the link is yourdivineuniqueness.com/Jean and number 10. yourdivineuniqueness.com/Jean10, JEAN at number 10, or you can click on the special offer button on the webcast audio replay page, and it will take you to the packages page. And yeah, I really encourage you to take advantage of one of them and experience really the magic of the glyphs. And as always, we have also the two payment options for those who want an easier plan. So yeah, thank you again, Dr. Jean. And
now, I did want to point out something that I forgot to mention,
mm-hmm.
and that is the glyphs can be also used as a prevention thing.
Okay.
If you people take the heart glyph and can put it, wear it behind their heart for a while, it can literally prevent a heart attack, because as it's cleaning out the plaque and healing a heart that's weakened or has issues, that wearing that glyph, that worked for me. I mean, I have no idea where I was headed with
mm-hmm.
the problems I had. And that stopped it right in its tracks. And the same thing for the glyph, it has a glyph for malignancy. And I would use that for the women. I would take a strip of four of those, and I would put it inside my bra and wear it for a couple of days. And it will stop anything in its tracks, any early or any early malignancy that's not even visible, it could prevent them a serious problem later on. And I would encourage the men to use that on their sacral chakra, because prostate cancer has become so epidemic, really. Mm-hmm. And the same with breast cancer. So those glyphs can be used as a prevention, stopping trouble before it gets started. I didn't want to forget to mention that.
Yeah, thank you for mentioning that, because I think this is very important. Like, we don't need to wait until maybe an issue happens. Like, we can't prevent things and, you know, prevent our health, like, from the beginning. And we don't need to experience those issues. So,
right.
Thank you.
And there's also a glyph to remove harmful vaccinations and repair the damage done. Sometimes people out there, they work for a hospital or some place that forces them to have vaccinations,
yes,
that they don't want, and they can go ahead and use that glyph afterward to clear out all the mercury and formaldehyde and God only knows what's all in those vaccinations. And so it also can be used if you have you're forced to, for your child to have a vaccination that you don't want them to have.
Mm-hmm.
But they make you, in this country, they make you have them for to go to school sometimes.
Yeah.
And that way it can help that out.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Dr. Jean. That's really wonderful. Yeah, so can we take maybe a couple more questions?
Sure,
on the
please
webcast?
Do. Oh, I'm here for them.
We have Tasha from Sydney. Hello, Jean and Moncef. Thank you for the opportunity to ask a question. Dr. Jean, do you have a symbol for a multinodular thyroid with a couple of nodules being suspicious for cancer and an associated affirmation or statement? Thank you for sharing your gifts. Much love, Tasha.
Yeah, okay, let's read that again. I didn't quite understand. I heard the nodule of
she need like a symbol. She had a multinodular thyroid.
Oh, thyroid. Okay. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Right.
Okay.
There is a glyph for the thyroid. This is an emotional. There's an emotional issue at the basis of this. And they need to be using those emotional healing glyphs. All physical problems have an emotional problem at the core, and especially the thyroid. And the thyroid is a very sensitive organ, and it's very quick to pick up toxic matter. So I would recommend using the glyph for the thyroid, and then I would also use the detoxification glyph on the chakra where the thyroid is as well, because I see toxic matter there. And also there's a glyph for malignancy that should knock out any problem there. But again, it is an emotional. What happens, sometimes we are treating symptoms. If we don't work on healing the emotional issues, and this one is fear, and this one is fear. I see fear there. And so we need to get rid of those emotional issues at the same time we're working on healing the thyroid. Yes. Okay?
Beautiful. Thank you, Dr. Jean, and thank you, Tasha, for your question. We have a question from Sanvir from Milton. Hi, my name is Sanvir. I have this huge issue, self-hate, due to emotional distance in my childhood. I feel I don't matter and my existence doesn't matter, and she struggles with financial manifestation and with inadequacy. And also she can't take help and support from others. So she struggled with receiving. And she said all this controlling has manifested stagnation in my body, causing chronic fatigue, pain, and soreness all over my body. Any insights on this will be very helpful, please, and thank you.
Yes, I see, again, we need to get all those emotions healed. And I would recommend using two or three at a time if you can, two at a time. You have to be careful you don't use too many because you're moving energy and it could make you kind of woozy. But I would work on those a couple different ones every night, two of these glyphs for the emotional issues, and just keep cycling that through and start with that. And then, again, I see diet and exercise. Exercise is so important. Exercise gives you more of a feeling of self-worth, and it helps depression a lot. And I realize chronic fatigue, sometimes you can't do it. You just do the best you can, even if it's laying in bed or riding a bicycle in the air or something that where you can do whatever you can do, even some small barbells that you can do a few times and see how well you can do. But again, with starting with all the emotions, this is fear, fear, fear. I see a lot of fear there, and heartache and sadness.
Beautiful. Thank you, Tanvir. And yeah, Dr. Jean, so if in the example of Tanvir, when we will need to use many like glyphs, how to know when we need to move from one to the other, how to not just stop using one glyph for some time and then like use another one? Because you said like she can use only two glyphs at once. Don't use all of them.
Right.
The
I would
time.
Say not to use more than one or two at the beginning because yes. You're not used to them and you're moving energy. Now, once you start using them and you can kind of judge how many you can use, like one man, he said he put five on the back of his heart. And the next morning when he got out of bed, he said he almost fell over. And several people have said it's made them dizzy. You don't want to use a bunch of them and then go out and drive anywhere. So I would take it easy at first until you see how much you can handle. And you can, if you put them on the bottom of your feet, if they keep you awake at night, take them off and wait a few days and try again. Or even wear them in the daytime or just wear them for an hour during the nighttime. But you want to avoid using too many for serious medical conditions. Like one woman, she had emphysema. She was a smoker, and she had severe emphysema and other medical problems, and she put five of them on the solar plexus. And she said in 15 minutes she was in intense pain and had to take them off, and it took 15 minutes for them to go away, for the pain to go away. So don't jump into five of them right away. Don't do more than two at the beginning. And that was the first time she was doing it. So that was and when you have serious physical problems, you're going to feel it while it's working on it. You may feel if you have a bad wound and you put the glyph to heal it rapidly, you may feel that but you will feel it healing, speeding up healing. You're going to feel right. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. Yeah, I would say just stick to two of them at a time at the beginning.
Yeah,
I was just wanting to point out, too, people can help family members, too. There's a glyph called Reaching Out. You can put the name of a loved one on there and then ask permission of their soul. If you don't know how to dowels to get that with a pendulum, then just make a statement. If the soul grants permission, then please send this energy to my niece, so-and-so or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, beautiful. And yeah, as you said, especially when there is physical illness or issue, there is this huge fear that creates this urgency. This is why people try to use so many things at once. And like in the case of the glyph, the example you gave, she used five glyphs at once. So it's
yes.
Maybe we need like to get to do some grounding, I think, because to release this fear.
I asked them, how long did it take you to get this problem? It won't go away overnight.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much, Tanvir, for your question. And Yeah, one question I didn't ask you before earlier. It's about the glyphs. The glyphs, like, how do they work? Do they transmit some energy when you use them? You put them on a part of our body.
How the glyphs is, they literally draw out. Like, there was one woman who could looked at them. She said she could see other dimensions, and she said she could literally see the energy drawing out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just light. It's a light procedure, drawing the disease out and bringing in light in its place. That's really the best way I could describe it. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, that's beautiful. Thank mm-hmm. you. And so also another question. We talked about how the glyphs can help us with the emotional issues and physical issues. And in the case for someone who, like, I don't know, maybe case we can call it like, live a purpose, like live their purpose, or maybe create something unique to them or share their gifts, but they still have some clarity. Can they use it to get to connect more deeply into, like,
right,
their inner wisdom and get,
okay,
some guidance?
Okay, right. Yeah. Now, remember I described that big onion, okay? When I first
mm-hmm.
started, I had no idea why I was here. Never any idea. And so it's just taking off those outer layers. And as I peeled off all those layers a little at a time, I began to realize that this was why I was here, that I had come for that purpose. And the more you remove and you keep getting back to right in the middle is who you really are. And you will know, I mean, it will be shown to you by that time what your purpose is. People often say that, I don't know what my purpose is. When you peel off all those outer layers of emotional issues, you will know why you are here. And it is the greatest feeling in the world. To me, I am just overjoyed that instead of being, my wrapped up, I was like that other woman, I said, like a little mummy and all these issues. And now it is just such a rewarding experience that sometimes I can't believe it. I just can't believe that it could be so rewarding to know why you came here, why you came to this earth.
Yeah, absolutely. That's really beautiful. Andrea, thank you. Thank you for following your calling and walking your own path, because like you brought to us something really, really powerful that is helping us and helping people around the world. Like we discussed, it's really amazing what the glyphs can do and help us clear and heal. And also, like, your story on its own, it's really a true inspiration for us, like, to have this courage and overcome our fear to speak out and to show up. Without this fear of being rejected or not accepted by others, like having this trust on the universe, having this trust about how our life will unfold. So yeah, thank you for all that you are doing and for all that you chose to be. So thank you so much, Dr. Jean, and also thank you for the time you spent with us today. It was really, really blessing to have you back on the show. To learn from you and also to experience this process. It was a really, really wonderful one. So thank you so much.
Oh, well, thank you for having me, Monsef. It was delightful. I'm more than happy to share these gifts. They really can change people's lives.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Thank you so much, Dr. Jean. And everyone, really thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing with us your time and your energy. Thank you for those who asked their questions, really wonderful ones. And yeah, again, I really encourage you to take advantage of one of the packages that Dr. Jean is offering to us and experience really the power of the glyphs. And again, you can get to the packages page by clicking on the special offer button on the webcast or the replay page, or you can visit the link yourdivineuniqueness.com/gene10, yourdivineuniqueness.com/gene10, J-E-A-N and number 10. And there you will find the three packages, and also if you want an easier plan, there is the two payments plan offered. And yeah, so thank you again, everyone, and I'm sending you so much love, and see you on the next call. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.